SpiceJet, India and Squo's second largest airline by passengers, has announced a tie-up with US investor Avenue Capital for financing, acquisition, sale and lease, back of up to 50 new aircraft. And NBSP. Avenue Capital, headquartered in New York, is a global asset manager focused on distressed debt besides having expertise in aircraft leasing. Founded in 1995 by senior principals Mark Lazary and Sonia Gardner, the firm manages assets estimated to be approximately $11.2 billion as of February 28. And NBSP. It has been making investments in India since 2005. Currently, the US investor holds around 27% stake in asset reconstruction company, India Limited, ASIL. Avenue Capital previously picked up stakes in Pooj Lloyd, GPI Textiles Limited, Morpan Laboratories Limited, Skill Infrastructure Limited, Aspavkej. And NBSP. The investor has identified new planes to be ordered by the airline as a unique opportunity for investment, SpiceJet said. And NBSP. And Quo, we are delighted to enter into this strategic alliance with Avenue Capital and we look forward to closely working with them. This alliance will ensure a seamless induction of the planes in our fleet and help us plan better for the long term, and Quo, said AJ Singh, chairman and managing director, SpiceJet. And NBSP. Earlier this month, the homegrown budget carrier had announced the launch of 66 new domestic flights to augment connectivity between metro and non-metro cities. The new flights have commenced operations from March 28. And NBSP. Currently, the Gurugram-based airline operates a fleet of Boeing 737s, Bombardier Q400s and freighters and is the country and Squo's largest regional player operating 63 daily flights under UDANOR, the Regional Connectivity Scheme. And NBSP. Recently, HDFC Mutual Fund through its scheme sold shares through open market transactions to reduce stake in SpiceJet from 5.04% to 2.02%. And NBSP. For the third quarter ended December 2020, SpiceJet reported a consolidated net loss of 66.7 crore, down from 77.9 crore a year ago and 105.6 crore in Q2 FY21 ending September 2020. And NBSP. Its total income stood at 1,901.6 crore as compared with 3,926.5 crore in December last year and 1,422 crore in Q2 FY21. And NBSP,